All right, ladies and gentlemen, he was up early this morning posting on the internet. Let's see if he's wide awake right now. Pat Pagano, good morning, Pat.
I'm certainly not.
I saw your post at like, well, what time was it? Like 4 o'clock in the morning?
I was here. I was up at 1:30. 1:30. I went to sleep at 8:30 last night and got up at 1:30. I just was not feeling good. And I just kind of thought that maybe I better get up and work as opposed to laying in bed and wondering what's going on. So I still don't know what's going on, but I could tell you that I was woken up by really, really strong pain in the back of my left eye.
Wow.
And isn't this interesting? Guess where Pat goes today at 2:30 in the afternoon?
The eye doctor.
Isn't that interesting?
Maybe it's just because you were thinking about going to the eye doctor.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't hurt as much now, nearly as much now, but I can tell you that for at least the first 3 hours here in the Weather Center, it was killing me. So I don't know what that's all about, but needless to say, my eyes have seen the coming of fall.
Uh-oh.
And there's no doubt about that. First thing,
the march towards fall and winter has begun.
Right. The first thing is sun and clouds will do it today. Mid-70s tonight, patchy fog mid-50s for tomorrow, partly cloudy mid-70s. There's the chance of a shower, a lot of cloud cover on Friday in the low 80s. And then behind that front, we should wind up with like variable cloudiness and brisk and cooler weather on Saturday. Highs in the 60s and Sunday, some sunshine with highs continuing in the 60s. How do you like those apples?
I don't.
I didn't think you would.
Maybe.
But, you know, it is a sign of the season. Fall comes in 9:54 Saturday night.
And it'll feel like it's Sunday morning.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, I was still wondering what the models were going to be doing because they stole the front. And some of them were saying, oh, yeah, it's going to rain on Sunday. And I'm thinking to myself, no way. I don't see that happening. And now most of the models are saying no rain on Sunday. So that's a good thing. So maybe cool, but at least you don't have to worry about rain, Marshall.
I'm not worried this week. I'm worried next weekend.
All right. Next week is your big weekend, the 29th.
Yeah.
And it's my big weekend, yeah. The 29th. And I was looking at the computer models to see what it was saying, and I'm looking at some Saturday afternoon right now. I would say for you, highs will be in the 60s with sunny skies, and for me, it'll probably be near just over 70 with sunny skies. That's the way it looks.
Well, I'm going to be down in New Jersey.
Right. Oh, so you'll be a little bit warmer. So you'll be in the low 70s.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Let me just tell you that though, at the same time, I see the storm system around Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah.
This is not this Saturday, folks, it's Saturday. And with it, I see blue over Lake Superior, portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin. Do you know what that blue stands for?
Snow.
You got it. Yep.
Snow.
And I'm looking to see what they do with it. Then they move that storm up into Canada, and they drag its front through here Sunday the 30th. It's still relatively mild from what I could tell. Now, does the cold air seep in? A little bit. Just a little bit seeps in by the following Monday, which is October 1st. And it looks like it moderates, and it's not all that bad. So they're not saying a cold intrusion, but they're saying a cool intrusion, which is better than a cold one. So I don't think you have to worry, Marshall. I think Saturday's going to be okay, especially since you're going to be driving more than you are going to be at the wedding.
Much more. I'll be driving 7 to 1.
Would not be me.
7 to 1.
I would say later for this. Can't do it.
I got to do it. I have to do it. It's family. It's family, family, family. Got to do it. Got to do it. You know, have to do it. Hey, I send gift cards out at Christmas. I have to do stuff like this. You know, you pay a price for sending gift cards out at Christmas. And showing and up, showing up at like your brother's daughter's wedding, it's one of the things you just show your love and appreciation to the family. You know, I got to do it. So
yeah, with the 7-hour car ride.
Yeah, well, but if Pete's sending up, picking out a lot of Christmas presents.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is that
I like to drive.
Well, yeah, you don't mind driving. No, that's the other thing.
I don't mind driving.
Otherwise, maybe, I mean, I would say, well, I don't know why you just don't take the corporate jet.
Maybe I'll rent a fancy dancy convertible to drive down there and back.
What happened to the corporate jet?
The corporate jet?
Yeah.
Corporate jet. You know what our corporate jet is? My sneakers. Corporate jet.
I thought you were going to say the truck that brings us up the hill toward the tower.
That's the corporate car.
That's the corporate car. Gotcha. Yeah, I know. It must be nice to live like that. But yeah. Other than that, I was really, really looking forward to watching America's Got Talent last night. It was the finals. And, of course, I fell asleep. So tonight are the results. And I'm hoping to stay up for that after I go to the eye doctor. You know, I was kind of thinking, Marshall, with not feeling so good, I was wondering if the pain in the eye this morning had something to do with sinuses.
Probably. It might. I'm no doctor, so I'm not the right person to even hazard a guess on that.
I'll make sure that he looks at it and see what he says.
I would ask Jill if I were you. She's the one that's good at diagnosing this stuff, not me. But
she'll
I want you to know that I watched this week. On Amazon Prime, the Han Solo movie for Star Wars.
Okay.
Now you're not a big Star Wars fan, so
I used to be, but not anymore. Right.
This is a good movie. It's a good movie. It's fun to watch, and it's nice to see how they develop the character at a young age, and they've got an actor that actually looks and acts like Han Solo would have been in his youth. I was really surprised. I didn't know what to expect, but it was very, very, very good. So okay. Now you watched the original Star Wars movies and the other ones, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's why you should watch this, because I think you would enjoy it because the way it develops his character. I think it's pretty cool. They did a great job with it. They did a real good job with it.
Oh, okay, so that's something to for me to watch once I get through with that lovely movie project up at the lake.
All right, that's true too. But then it's funny, I watched another movie which I had never heard of before, and I was really pretty amazed with it. I've got to see if I can find it real here. Come on. Because I'll forget the name of it. Isn't that terrible?
And these are the things that I always look for. So you better find the name of it.
I've got to find it here. Where is this? Your Prime Video. There we go. I'll find the name of it. It was very, very good. What do they have all this crap up here for? I just want to see what mine are. You know, it's amazing. Okay, your videos. Here we go. Once again, this is ridiculous. They don't have it set up right, so I can find it quickly. It was a movie that I had never heard of, and you think I can find it? No, absolutely not. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely stupid.
Do you remember what it was about?
Yeah, it was about these two people going to a wedding. They met each other by accident going to a destination wedding, and it was really, really funny. And you think I can remember the name of it here? This is so upsetting. And it's, you know, I'm clicking your videos, right, and it should show me what my videos are.
Right.
And it shows me your channels, your recommended videos. Let's see here. Not there. Prime Original, featured movies. Not there. Recently added movies, not there. Recommended TV, featured TV, popular movies, not there. It's why do they give it to you?
Why? I was just going to say.
If they don't just show you the list of the movies that you just bought. Of course, I really should remember it, but.
It's not called Destination Wedding, is it?
It might be. I don't know.
It was made, I'm looking at it right now. It was 2018.
Yeah.
With Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Destination Wedding.
It was funny.
That's it. Destination Wedding with Keanu Reeves. Who else was in it? Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder.
They're so good in it. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
It's Destination Wedding. It's funny. Watch it. That's all I'm saying. Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome.
We're out of time now with me stumbling around like that.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that. Hey, take care of your eye. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Matt Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.